All right. Hey, we had a good first day back. First time getting together since our trip over to London. And our guys practiced hard on a beautiful day here at Winter Park. Guys are really excited about kicking off things after this bye, and we got a lot of work to do. We realize that as a team, but we're excited about the opportunity we have this week to prepare for our first opponent coming out of our bye. Injury-wise, I think we're in much better shape than we were going into the bye. The fact that we have Rhett Ellison back out practicing now, Jamarcus Sanford is back, Chris Cook is back practicing. Christian was able to get some work in today. We'll see how he is on Wednesday, see what kind of soreness he might have after today's practice. So it was good to have him back out doing some work. I'm sure by now everyone has read about the pending signing of Josh Freeman. We expect him here this afternoon. He has to pass his physical, and you know, then we'll get rolling from there. I know Rick Spielman, our general manager, is going to sit down and talk with some of you at some point later this afternoon along with Josh, and they'll be able to talk a little bit more in detail about the acquisition and how it all came about. But we're excited that he's going to be joining our football team. We think he'll be able to help us. To what degree, you know, only time will tell, but we're looking forward to having him to join our team and hopefully help us to get some momentum and continue the momentum that we started with that win against Pittsburgh. So looking forward to having him in when he gets in later this afternoon.
What's your plans for this week and who's your starter this week?
Chip, we're going to see, you know, how Christian does on Wednesday. But between he and Matt, I mean, they'll be the guys that are going to start the game. We're not going to try to get Josh up and going for this ball game. You know, we'll see where he is, and we'll have an update later on.
Do you anticipate his ribs will let him play?
It's hard to say. You know, right now I want to see where he is tomorrow and then Wednesday as well. But we're going to talk about it and come to a resolution pretty soon.
Leslie, what's the primary reason you signed Josh?
We're hoping that he's another good football player that our personnel guys, along with myself, felt like could help our team. That was the primary reason. You're always trying to find guys who you think can help your team win, Charlie, and we think he's one of those guys.
Are you afraid that it's going to maybe mix up the chemistry here a little bit and change things up this part of the season?
No, Joe, I mean, you know, our guys, they want us to do and whatever it takes to win, whatever it takes to help us to improve, and they understand the business we're in, and, you know, we're trying to do something that's going to help us to win, and so it should help our chemistry.
Leslie, can you go forward with three quarterbacks, those three guys? I mean, are you going to have to make a move?
No, you don't, Chip. You know, we've had three guys on our roster throughout these first 4 weeks of the season, so it wouldn't be unusual to do that. So we don't have to make a move.
What does it mean for Christian's career here?
I think Christian still has a bright future here with our football team. It may not look like that on the surface, but Christian is a professional. He's going to work as hard as he can every day to prepare and you know, get back out on the field and help our team win. I mean, he's a pro.
Les, did either Ponder or Castle have questions for you about the signing of Freeman and what that means for their goals?
You know, I sit down with them, Dave, I sit down with both of them this morning and talk to them about the signing and what the implications were, and I think we're all on the same page and how it affects them and how it can affect our team.
What kind of concerns did they express to you?
No real concerns. They just wanted to know for me, you know, what the move entailed and how it would affect them.
Les, when you spoke to Josh, what did the conversation, how did that conversation go, and what were his concerns or interests?
Jimmy was very interested. You know, he has friends on our team, evidently, and he talked to a bunch of our guys prior to me even talking with him. So he knew us pretty good. I was surprised. He knew a lot about us and how we do things, and he kind of wanted to be in this environment. He wanted a fresh start, and he was excited that I talked with him. And a lot of it had to do with, you know, the guys he had already talked with on our team. They had kind of set the table, which, you know, those guys in the league, they talk all the time.
Did you have to do a sales job at all, or was he already pretty much on his?
I got the sense, Jim, that, and he'll be able to answer this better when you talk with him this afternoon. But it wasn't much of a sales job that needed to be done.
Les, there's so much that happened with his exit there and all the baggage. How much did you have to dig into that and investigate that to feel comfortable with this?
We did some digging. That was important, Chip. You know, you hear so many things, you have to find out what's true and what's not. And between Rick and our personnel department, along with, you know, some calls that I made as well, you know, we felt comfortable in making this decision, and we'll see how it works out.
when Josh is up to speed, how do you approach the situation then? Is there a competition there?
Just have to see how long it takes him to, you know, understand our offense and what's required to run our offense, and then, you know, go from there.
What's the message you want to send to the team? You know, you got three starters, former starters, you know, in the mix. You got a season that's still sort of in play. What's the conveying message this week about he's going to be your leader?
For our team, and I talked with him about this morning, Brian, the focus for us is this Carolina game and whatever we got to do to get a win. And, you know, Josh is not going to be the starting quarterback this weekend. Our guys know the preparation that's required of them, and they really have to focus on their roles and their responsibilities. But they understand our goal is to win games. It shouldn't have any effect other than they know we're trying to win.
Does Josh come in with a chance to start?
Not this week, but
yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the equation. You know, when we talk with him, that's definitely on the table. So we'll see how he progresses and how well he picks up our offense.
And Matt definitely starts this week?
I'm going to see how, you know, Christian does, and then we'll make a decision.
What's Pundit's condition right now?
You know, he's still recovering from the rib fracture. And, you know, I'll know a little bit more tomorrow and along with Wednesday when we get back, you know, where he is.
He was throwing balls earlier, right?
Yeah, he threw little balls on. We had him throwing even at the end of last week just to see, you know, how he'd feel and how he'd feel moving around. Today we did a little bit more moving around. We'll do more moving when we come back on Wednesday.
Is he still your number one quarterback?
He's still our starter, but he's healthy.
So last two for coach, and the locker room is open right now. If anyone wants
to see, how did Christian take this? You talked about you feel like he still has a bright future here, but obviously this doesn't exactly look like a vote of confidence for his future here.
Yeah, we talked about that, Chip, and you're right. On the surface, you know, you'd question that, and he's human, and I'm sure he has at times, but he just has to continue to work and work as hard as he can, and, you know, I think things will work out fine for Christian in the long term.
Leslie, did it bother you at all that he had trouble getting along with his coach in Tampa Bay?
You know, I think it was Chip who asked me earlier about, you know, digging and trying to learn as much as we could about that situation. And, you know, once I did a little digging, Charlie, and had a chance to talk with him, I think we'll be able to coexist. I think we'll be all right. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Guys are available in the locker room right now.